Perfect.
All right, so let's get going for our September Get It Done Mastermind call. So let's get something done. So tell me celebration, yep. And then let's go for it.
So I told you about the integrative clinic that mm-hmm. contacted me. So the original patient that they reached out to me for never called me, but then they were like, well, we'll have more patients. And then the doctor called me and shared about one patient, and we ended up having a meeting, and so I got paid. And it was one of those patients that, like, he's like, I asked him, I'm like, did the doctor tell you how much I charge? And he's like, no, but I have the credit card. Tell me how much it is. And I'm like, yay!
$4,000.
Yeah, it was like 400, but
$400 is great. And that's awesome.
Yeah, I was scared to death because he's a young guy with brain cancer, and I was like, oh, and he's having seizures. And when he had a brain surgery, he had a stroke during that time. Mm-hmm. And so it might be permanent seizures, but he also got hooked on benzodiazepines. So, so he's like, let's just work on the seizures activity for now, and then eventually I want you to help me to get off the benzodiazepines.
Right.
And so I recommended few labs and few things, and the doctor is doing everything I ask him.
Yay!
To do. So yeah.
Oh, so you'll definitely have a follow-up because he's doing the lab. So that's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good job. Yay. And it's always nice when you have that first of, you know, a new offering, right? And
yeah.
Get it, you know, that wasn't so bad. Oh, I really offered value. Yeah, it's worth $400. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, well, it was, because I spent hours on end. And do you know what? I'm learning so much myself during this time. So I learned that vitamin C can lower the activity of some of the seizure medications. And he was on multivitamins and vitamin C, and he was taking them all at bedtime, and all his seizures are happening at night.
Oh.
So I asked him to move the vitamin C during the day and the multivitamins.
Right.
And so now I'm really curious to see.
Curious as to whether that's enough or whether he needs to then, you know, decrease it. Because it's that balancing act, right, of what they need, but then if it has a negative impact on something that they need also.
Wow. So it's very exciting. So
cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're doing Facebook Lives. So
And I'm doing the Facebook Lives, and and people are giving me good feedback, and so they're asking questions. So I saw that the first video – almost 700 people watched it. So I'm like,
wow.
It was 680 something.
So they must be sharing, because how many people do you have on your Facebook?
Oh, I only have 300 some. Yeah.
They're sharing, which is awesome. That's what we want, right?
Yeah.
And
then
on the Facebook Lives, are you inviting them then to make sure that they sign up for the group?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. So yeah, you'll grow that group.
I have like 30 some people in my group. So
yeah, you'll grow that. If you're getting that many views, you know, you're going to grow that group pretty well. Just keep doing it.
Yeah.
You're going to keep sending it to Aunt Sally, who's on 27 medications, and, you know, this one and that one. So yeah, awesome. Good job.
And then last night I got a few questions, and there were three people that ask questions, out of which two people, I don't know who they are. I think one person is from NEPT.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other person is complete. I have no idea who she is. I know she's Romanian.
Oh, cool.
She's a friend of a friend, but, and from her name, but other than that, I don't know who she is. So.
That's the way it grows, right? And that's the whole point of getting the visibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for kicking me.
Well, that's what I'm here for. Valerie, I saw you did a couple of it. You did one. I got on there at the tail end and it cut off. It like Oh, it looked like you were closing, but it looked like it just cut off.
Yeah, it looked like it cut off because, well, the replay that I looked at, it ended. I actually told them goodbye, see you soon, or whatever it was. But when I was trying to watch it, it did look like it cut off. So I don't know. I've got to learn Facebook.
But you're doing it. You did. That's your second one. You did one on in a group, and then this one was on your page, or was this one on the group?
I don't know. I just did it. Whichever I went to.
Wherever you were, you clicked to go live.
I clicked go live, and then I was on there. I thought I wasn't sure it was recording, so it sounds like it was a repeat at the beginning.
Happens, and that's I find that with everybody right now. That when you started, it's not clear that it started, and so I see a lot of them. Even people like JJ Virgin, who's does this all the time. I see her getting on and like she's fixing her hair and doing this stuff, but she's live, and she knows she's live because she sees herself, and then she goes live. So it's not just I thought it was me. Like, what's wrong with me? Okay. I can't figure it out. So I've just kind of usually what I do for those first 10 seconds when I don't. No, I'll be just like, hey, everybody, great to see ya. I'm so glad we're here. I'm going to give everybody a chance to come in before we start the content. But yeah, and meanwhile, there's nobody there that I can see because I can't see anything. But I just kind of like say hi. So I don't look like I'm picking my nose and scratching my face and, doing stuff that I don't think people are watching because I've seen people like that. And then suddenly like, oh. Hello.
Okay. Well, good. That's good to know. So yeah. Just getting used to that. My sister popped on and one of my cousins popped on.
Oh, that's so fun.
So yeah, that was good. And I was just listening to you all. So I got to make sure I invite people to the group.
Yes.
That's what I'm not sure about all of that. So just that learning curve for me since I'm not accustomed to it, but I'll get it.
And put the link in the comments.
Okay.
There's a way to pin a comment to the top, and I found it at one point, and I've done it a few times. I have no clue anymore how to do it. So like when you put a comment in, it can pin to the top of the comments so that they see it. But anyway, I just usually put it in several times when people, I talk about it, I put the link in. I'm bad about that. I got to have my list, my cheat sheet of links like in a file so I could just go copy, paste. And I usually just pop on and go, oh yeah, I forgot to do that. But it's all a work in progress and people like the information and it's a great way to grow. Like, Mahala's having 700 views when she only has like 50 people. What did you say? Like 50 people and the 200 people or something?
Like 300.
300 people that like her page, but 700 views. Awesome. I'm happy if I get 700 views and there's 10,000 people on my page. So you obviously struck a chord, right, in terms of content.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yay.
So I've done that. And then I just signed a new client. I had no idea. It's a lady. She was referred by my pastor, actually. And so she was referred. She's 65 and she has lupus. And I was listening to her. She had just had some lab work done. So she forwarded that to me. So I've looked at that and went over some things with her. And I just kind of threw out a price and she took it. So it was like $1,997. And she's already paid $650.
That's so cool.
So I'm excited about that. So I'm working on her plan, but we're going to start slow because I don't want to shock her body. But So that's happening. And I'm just excited. So.
I'm excited for you. And I want to throw out there for both of you because we're doing Shine and it's going to be online this year instead of the in-person. We moved it into early November because there were other conflicts that I was really upset about when I found out. Like there's the FDN was doing a conference the same weekend as us. And I'm like, oh, we're going to, we have similar audiences and all. So then when we decided to pull it all online, I went, oh, we don't have to keep those dates. We can move it. So I've got it in November now. But what I would like is I like to feature our students, our people who have really great skills. And the whole thing is mastering autoimmunity. So at like a 15 minute, blurb, 10 to 15 minute thing on I think autoimmune, you know, conditions of the skin. You've had them, been there, done that, got them, right? Yeah. So talking about the skin autoimmune conditions and what kind of things can be done to evaluate and what causes them, et cetera. I mean, I know it's hard in 15 minutes, but it's just to give people a taste. Okay. And then from your perspective, Mihaela, the typical meds that are prescribed, I mean, I know steroids are common, but there may have a methotrexate and all this other stuff, that having a talk about the downsides of that and how that's interfering. And if you have to be on those meds, you know, these are practitioners. So if you have clients that are on these meds, what do you want to be looking for in terms of the major nutrient imbalances? I think it will be super, super helpful.
Okay.
And it'll be Zoom, and we'll be trying some fancy tech stuff so that when you come in, you have your name across your bottom. Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that all that works. There's some special software you can get, and you'll come in and you'll just, you know, and I'm not sure exactly the timing of it. I'm going to do a panel of practitioners on Saturday afternoon, which I typically do. And then I'll probably have a couple of individuals, like, you know, Lisa's not going to stay up till 2 a.m. to do the panel, or Allison. So I want them to talk and have, we'll probably have a small panel in the morning and a small panel in the afternoon, right? So 3 in each one or something like that. So since you guys are, you know, on the East Coast, I think the afternoon would be fine for you guys if you can do that. So yeah. Saturday, it's the 13th, 14th, 15th, so the 14th.
Okay.
And maybe somewhere around, I think like 4 p.m, something like that.
Okay.
I don't have the exact, we're working on the exact schedule. But I like to showcase you guys because, you know.
Thank you.
Right? That's what you do. All right?
Yeah. Thanks.
Cool. All right. So how can I support you guys?
Go.
You were here first.
But we already talked a little bit before you came, Valerie. So I'm just still lost in that Facebook thing. Like, so I'm scheduling it, but then when it's time to go live, it doesn't give me a place to click and go live. I just need to go live all together. So I'm not
sure. Okay, so there's a couple of things you can do. One is you can use Zoom as the interface. And you just, there's this little thing that says more, and you click it and go live in Facebook. And I know, Valerie, you did that because you have a slideshow, and it would be helpful to do that so you could show stuff. So if I'm going to do, like I was doing one on functional assessments, and I went, oh, let me just show you what that test looks like. So I pulled it up on my screen and they could see it. So that's to me the easiest way. With the phone, you know, you've got to get it positioned and you've got to get it on a stand and the lighting isn't always great. But what you have to do then is you go into the group and as if you're posting, and then you click live, right? There's no like, oh, it's time for you to go live now, click here. You actually have to just go in there and say, create a new post and go live. Whereas with Zoom, you just hit the button and it takes you through, what do you want to call this? And then suddenly it's live.
Yeah, because when I schedule it, it's asking me all that. But then, like, I have it right now scheduled, and somebody asked me, what time is it? And it would have been good for me to just share the link.
Oh, you can find that link. Yeah, you can find the link to the scheduled ones.
Yeah, but I don't know how, because I'm in there right now, and I cannot, I mean, I see it list.
Okay, so share your screen, and we'll figure out where to show, because I figured that out, and then we've sent, like, if we have one coming up that we want to make sure people come to, then we send an email out. Okay, so.
Okay, so let me.
Okay, so that's the one that's set up. Okay, so.
Yeah, so this is set up for next Wednesday.
Okay, so click, that's what it looks like. So there's the tools are over here, but they've changed it. Keep scrolling.
So this are my other
place posts. Where they show, this is, where are we at right now? We're on your page?
We are on my page. This is my reminder that I'll go live again next week.
Okay, so click where it says reminder. Is it, can you click that?
Yeah, so
it just says reminders. Tombstone available. So this is on your page, but then
what about edit post?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe that'll, yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, so we'll explore another comment, add to your post.
I don't know.
No, there's a way to do it. Let me see if they changed it so much. Look at
so to set it up, this is where I went. I went to
more
live. And then I did wait. No.
You should have changed on the left side.
Yeah, there was something.
There's a page that'll say Mahala, blah, 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 live, and then a link to it. So
Every time I do it, I'm like spending.
I know, I do the same. I'm going to shoot a message to Kia.
Mahala, what's on the three dots on the other side of the search where it says promote and then view it? What's that? Like, share.
And I just did it this morning and I still can't remember. I kind of just stumble upon it every time. So it's like,
Let me see if I can figure out.
Maybe I'm going to get her to come on and do that and show us.
So live.
Quick live.
Past live.
But I don't know why it's not letting me schedule another one because I'm pretty sure that's where I went.
Okay, I'm not sure. It changed. My Chrome went away. It's changed, just over the last few weeks. Okay, Facebook. I'm going to ask her to.
Oh, I know what I did. I went here like where it says go live. So I said live. And then here on the left side, it's going to.
It was usually a whole bunch of stuff on the left side that you put
in. Yeah. So I go there and I say schedule a video. Should I just do upcoming live video and events instead?
Click on upcoming and let's see. So that's it. And then it says, there, see this one up here? See the link at the top? Give me that link that's at the top. Yeah, give me that link and see if I click that, if that gets me to the post.
So let me.
Because there's usually, yeah, just put it in the chat here. Okay.
And then here where it says page, yeah, I see it. So I can have both of them.
That's not the right one. That's your own. You could schedule another one, upcoming schedule. But go back to that one that's scheduled already. There should be, I remember it being on the middle of the page where, let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's a stream key schedule. No, go back to where it says upcoming. Oops, what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Scroll down a bit. There may be a place on. I remember there being a place on here. It says post the link. No. Okay. See where it says view as visitor? See what happens there. Maybe that will give you. Okay. So give me that link at the top there. Oops, copy that one and put it in. Okay, I'm going to try this.
Looks like it's the same link.
No, same thing. Okay. I know because we do it all. We do that when we send out an email. And that was our whole point in wanting to schedule it.
So do you do this? I didn't mean to interrupt. The share underneath where it is that where you, that's where I got, well, that's where I got
share.
The link.
Let's see. Share to a group. okay, naturopathic pharmacist plans to go live. Okay, that's great. Now put it in your, yep, click share there. Okay, now go into your group and see what the link is, and now you can steal the link and send it to other people. That's great, Valerie. Good job. Put three minds together and figure things out.
Teamwork. Okay, share the post. We'll explore another.
But yeah, this is the one, but it doesn't.
It doesn't have a link. It just says stay tuned. Yeah, let me see if I can get Kia to respond.
Let me play with something.
Yeah, so this was like, I'm spending way too much time.
And I do the same thing every time I try to set something up with Facebook, because then I can't find it. And I know there was a place when I was setting it up, it was in the middle of the page and it said, share this. And there was a, go under it again where it says share. Maybe there's another. Is there share? No. Go there. What's that?
Pages.
I'll keep scrolling down. Let's see if there's something down there further. No. Go into where you can edit the live, where you were before. I don't even know how you got there.
Okay, great. Yeah.
So. But this is a brand new one. Let me just see if I can just.
Wait, go back. I just saw something. I saw a link right in the middle of the page. I don't know if that's it or not, but it had the blah, 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 blah.
Right. So when I schedule it, yeah, is this what I need to copy?
Okay, give me that link. Put that link in and I'll try. Because I think it'll just show all the lives that are coming up if you use that. I think that was the link. And that's beautiful because then you don't need a different link each time. You just need to have that. Oh, there's Kia. She's going to help us.
I'm pretty sure that is the link that you guys have right now.
Okay.
That was it. So, but how did we find it? That's the question. We kept clicking buttons and we don't know how we got here.
So right now you're in the creator studio.
Yeah.
And I think yours is set up a little different than I normally see it, but I'm pretty sure always just on the creator studio page, if you click on the go to live now or the schedule a live, you'll be able to find that link.
Like up here.
Okay. So will it always be the same then? It'll be the name of the page / live.
What's this?
If that's the case, then. Oh yeah, this is a great page because if you click that link, it goes to the one that's coming up and then it has past live videos. So that's a perfect link to give people.
Okay.
So bookmark, save that link.
Okay.
I always forget even how to schedule them. So it's like, now I see schedule, but how did you get there? And I always do this. And that's why I say, Kia, can you set that up, please?
Okay, so let's see.
Yeah. And so go back to that post when she hit share, we thought that would share. We said share to a group. But it didn't. It just put in the thing. So I think if you go share to the group and then you put the link.
Nope. So if you say, it says plans to go live. That's just an abbreviated part of the post. So when you share, anything that you type here is just going to be like extra commentary. Someone else is already going to see the post.
Yeah, but when she clicked that before, it didn't have the link. So put that link in there.
Okay. So I believe that post is just notifying people.
Right. Like, this is what it did, but it didn't put the link. It just says stay tuned.
Okay, I'm gonna.
All right. So if you do that again, maybe do it to the page.
The post for right now.
Yeah, you can just put the link in there now. There you go. Perfect.
Oops.
What? All right, try it again and try to share again, and then you can delete it. Oh, there it is, save. No, something went wrong. Oh, yeah.
Can I screen share really quick what
yes,
when I went to the page?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Mihaela, yeah, there we go. Well, she can.
So this is the link. So if I click get reminder, then it's Facebook will send me a notification for when your call is happening. And then I can hop on, you know, and then I can see all the past videos here.
Yep.
And so if you wanted to put this link in the post with sharing it, you can, but it technically is already there. And then when someone just clicks on that little blurb and
says, it's there on the page, but what she's trying to do is share it to a group. And you, and as far as I know, you can't pre-schedule in a group. You have to schedule it on the page and share it to the group.
We've shared to a group before, so we can see what it looks
like. We share, yeah, but we've sent emails with that link in it.
Mm-hmm. Whoops. I was hoping I could search plans to go live.
Yeah. So we didn't have one last week because I just went live on Tuesday. That was this week, but the week before.
There's so many. Well, I will stop sharing and then I'll find that so we can see.
So the other thing, Mihaela, is since this is a group, if you go into your group and you click on units and create a unit called Drug Nutrient Interactions for Immune System, then when people go into the group, as there's more activity, you teach them to click on units and they'll see all your old posts and any posts you want to do that are related to that topic. And I can show you from mine. While Kia's looking, I'll show you what I do. That's one of the few things I know how to do. I don't know how to do it on the phone, which is where I usually do Facebook. So I have to come here, but I'll show you what I've done. Okay.
And then if I want to share this to my LinkedIn, is there a way to do that or?
I think you just take that link.
I just take
that link? Oh yeah, but if people aren't on Facebook, they may not see it. I don't know
that. Is there a way to download the actual video and then?
Yes, there is. I'll show you how to do that. Okay. So if I go into my groups, I'm still learning how to get around this new look. Where was it? Did I see Unstoppable? Did I pass it? There. So if I go into Unstoppable, you see where it says units up here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So what happened? Oh, what happened? Oh, okay. These are my units. All right. I just didn't recognize. So I have a group called recipes. So every time somebody posts a really good recipe, I'll show you how to put it in there. I have my fasting with food challenge, my other challenge. I started to do appreciation and because there was one great post and I never finished that. But then what I have here is functional assessments. So I have a whole unit and these are all my Facebook Lives that I've done over the past few weeks on functional assessments. And the way you put them in there is you go back to your group. It's like you can't just get anywhere from anywhere. That's what bothers me. All right, so if I do this and I say, so questions, let's see if there's anything new. I could just add this one. This was on autoimmunity, so that was a different one. Let me just add something. I already put all these recipes in there. I'll just add this one because I talked a little bit about it. So I click the little three buttons and I click on add post to unit.
Okay.
Right? And then it says choose the unit. So I go through and I'll probably put in, why are there two functional assessments? The post will appear in Unit 11 Functional Assessments. It's like auto. I just put autoimmunity. and now it's there. So if people want to go back and find stuff, you know how hard it is to find something you've seen in a Facebook group, but your own, like, I know I went live 3 days ago. Where is it? Now you can just save them. You could see this is that delay at the beginning, like I was telling you about.
And you can create this units.
You go to the main part. You go to the page. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to get back there because it always gets me back to my main thing. Kia, do you know? I don't know if you know how to do that, but
maybe you have to click the X on the left side above units.
Maybe the X. Okay, let's see. There we are. I'm back in here. Yeah. So if you want to create a unit, you can click units. Okay. Okay. It does it really quickly. So there's a recipes unit, a fasting unit. You know, I have all these units. I want to see why I have 2 units on functional assessments. 12. Where's 12? I'll probably get rid of that one. And this one has nothing in it, right? So I could just say remove unit. Okay. Confirm. But if I want to add a new unit, like, you know, drug interactions, maybe I want to put some stuff in there. Maybe I want you to cross promote your stuff in there. And I put a drug interaction. So I would say units, create a unit. And then you just name your unit. What is it about? And then you save it. That's it. And then to add things to it, I'm not sure. Let me just try this. I'm going to just say it's optional. So I'll say save. And then it gives me, doesn't have any posts. So I can create a post right in there. So I don't have to use existing posts. I could just create a post to put in there. Oh, create a quiz. That's kind of cool. I didn't know you could do that. Right. Whatever. Wow. That's cool. You could add questions and have a quiz in there. So think about that. You may want to start your unit with a quiz about what asking people about drug interactions. And then you, cancel. Done. X. Good old X. Thank you. And then you say create posts, and it's just like anything else. I could put in your, where's that link? That's not one I want. Let me go to Cod chat. I moved him over to this other screen to keep it away. More chat. I'm going to grab this, put this. I don't know if it'll let me do this, but I'll try.
Okay.
And then I could just say, let's see if this works. Looks like it's going to drug nutrient in, I can't spell. Good thing for spell check, right? And that's it. And then why is it not saying let me post? Or add to your post? No. Tag. No, it's there. I'll give you a post a title. I didn't do it. What was this one on?
This was on zinc deficiencies. And
I just tried to share a scheduled live video into a group, and it just says that I shared a post that doesn't populate the little like image that we see here, even when I put the link into it.
So you can't.
It's strange. So normally it does, but.
The naturopathic pharmacist, not a naturopathic pharmacist. Let's just take credit here. Join the naturopathic pharmacist and learn about nutrients and medications that can interfere with them. Okay, so I say post, be processed. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm sending them outside of the group. Let me just try something else. Do you have, what's your page where you have your consultation? I'm just going to do this.
Let's see. That one is...
like that? Naturopathicpharmacist.com?
Drugnutrients.com, I think.
Okay.
But I didn't post any of this.
What's that?
Drugnutrients.com.
Okay.
So I didn't... Oh, why is it saying invalid?
There it is. How they affect your health. Post, let's see. Maybe it's a Facebook, maybe a Facebook problem because you had trouble posting too.
Yeah.
Just going to do this. Hi there. There was a problem. So there's something screwy with something on Facebook right now. Anyway, but you get the idea.
Yeah, I do.
And it's nice to create that because then people can, you know, use that. And it's nice to have that live link because then they have a catalog. They go to see what's your next step coming and what's all the other stuff you've been doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Kia.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
And then today I just finally wrote my sales page, like, so I can populate where they go to pay. And I'm still finishing that off. Let me see if I can show that to you. Where is it? Here. Yeah. So let me share that. So that's what I have. And then underneath it will have the links where you actually choose one program versus the other.
Nice.
Is that kind of what I'm supposed to do for? So this is where they go to schedule.
So then they have two schedule buttons, one or the other?
Right. There will be two schedule buttons. One is the free one, the 15-minute free, and the other one is the in-depth, which is like the $400.
Can you do it in such a way, instead of you giving them a choice here, just have the button for the paid one?
Okay.
And then underneath that, have text that says something like, you know, something like that. Not ready to go deep with this. Just want, you know, or something like that, that would say, if you're not ready to, I'm trying to think of it in a way that makes sense, but something like, you know, we could just go over it quickly and see if we're a good match, you know?
Okay.
Not sure, not ready to get married yet. You know, let's go on a quick coffee date. It's basically what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
If you can think of a way to say it, I'll help you reframe that. But
but
I would do the button first, that's it. And they go, oh yeah, click. Right. And then
maybe something like, if you're not sure how I can,
you know, I'm thinking about that, but right, the not sure is what's bothering me, right? So maybe it's like, want to get to know if you need this, have a schedule a quick, or you want me to take a quick look at your what you're doing and let you know if you need a more in-depth study, click here to schedule the free or something like that. I'm trying to avoid the language of doubt in their mind, right? Not ready, not that, not sure. I know I can help you, but if you want to, just have a quick consultation just to see how our chemistry does together. Let's have coffee. Herbal tea or a mushroom elixir.
So maybe that sounds good. I know I can help you, but if you want me to take a look or a quick look.
Yeah, you want me to take a quick look to see if
too.
Can help. Because I've had people like that. I've been to this many people and that many people, and I just don't know if you can help me and blah, blah, blah. I've done a free consult. And then they gave me $15,000 to sign up for a year-long program. So, you build that rapport with people. And, your goal in those quickies is to really look and make sure that you give them this can interfere with that. Like you give them the quick, right off the top. And I will like to go deeper with this. And
can I say, if you want me to take a quick look to see if we can work well together, or
To see if this
compromise your health, or
see how much this is compromising your health, to see if your drug nutrient interactions are indeed compromising your health before we do the deep dive. Click here for a quick something like that.
Your meds.
While you do that, I'm going to look for my pen top that I keep worrying about. And I want to get it off my worry. It's not a normal pen top, Valerie. I'm not looking for a 2-cent item. I'm looking for the top to my iPad pen.
I'm not judging.
Which I just, she's like, what the heck is wrong with her? She's just down there on the floor looking for a pen top? Is she crazy? It popped off when I was, now I'm finding dust bunnies. No, it's here somewhere, so I may have to take out my flashlight and pull up everything. No, I'm not seeing it, obviously. Darn. Hope it didn't go into the trash. That'll be bad. Oh, well. In the meantime. Okay, we good?
So.
Read it.
Okay, so I said, I know I can help you, but if you want me to take a quick look to see if and how your meds in your medication cabinet are affecting your nutrient balance, click here.
Yeah, and I would do it this way. I would make the button that I would make them different. So the button is real big and obvious that you're going to do a deep dive. Make sure it's that. Let's do an in-depth medicine cabinet assessment. And then down below you have it. You know how when you buy something and they offer you something and you're like, I just want to say no thanks, get me. And you're like, no thanks, just give me what I paid for already.
Yeah.
Because it's small and the big button is add to cart, add to cart, add to cart. So you want it sort of like that.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Not you don't want to be sleazy about it. I'm not saying that at all, but it's a smaller thing. Like the attractive thing is the in-depth medicine cabinet assessment.
Okay.
Don't make them look equal, the same color, the same size. Make it real obvious that this is the Cadillac and this is the bicycle.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Good. Moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
Thank Once you have this ready and done and meets my approval, I don't want to say it that way, but I want to get you on a Facebook Live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I started working on my program, but I have all these other things that I was working on. So once she's updating actually my website. Let me show you. I just changed this because all the lingo that I had there was what I was doing 4 years ago. So mm-hmm. I just sent her text to actually show that I'm not working on the hormones, but I'm working on nutrient deficiency and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then she just sent me this, and I have her change the picture and the color because it doesn't match any of my
colors. Any of your other colors, yeah.
But basically, this is going to be just my home page, and it will show that I'm doing what I'm doing, which...
I think it's great. The thing I would maybe do is have the font size a little bit bigger.
Okay.
Especially because people who are on a lot of medications generally tend to be older, and the older eyesight doesn't see small print so well.
Yeah. Okay.
And then put bolds, in every paragraph, at least one thing, bold or underlined, so it stands out. So it gets them to read what's in the paragraph. Personally, maybe it's my ADD or something, but when I look at a page with a lot of text, I'm like, I can see much, but if there's a word that stands out to me that's, oh, I want to learn more about that, then I'll read the surrounding stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's, and then she also has yet again a chance to take them to the...
to the next page.
The paying page.
Right.
But right now it's not working. These are just, she sent me what she's working on right now, so it's not live.
It's not live yet. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know why on Chrome it doesn't show everything, but here it's supposed to have my picture. But like if I do it in Safari, it's there.
Shows so. It? Well, tell her because that's a coding issue. So she's
really
figured.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's different from different browsers. That's what typically web designers will do, is they'll test your thing and then they'll test it in like all the different browsers. They'll test it on mobile. So make sure you look at it on an iPad and iPhone to make sure that it's optimized for that as well. Yeah. Sometimes we have to tweak certain paragraphs and things to make it work. And just leaving that with the us at the end, I would really, trailing words like that, you either need to shrink it.
Yeah, so that's not there in a Safari, and this naturopathic, this part is more in the middle, and it's actually much more readable, because right now
it's hard to read that.
So let me just show you. In Safari,
if you're going to have white font, you have to have it be the big and bold like that, but the smaller has to be over a very dark area, not an area that's dark light, because it makes it hard.
So do you see how it's looking in Safari?
No.
Okay.
No, I just see the same thing. Maybe you didn't switch it. Or maybe you're not sharing Safari. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Let me just...
You have to probably do a new share and just share your whole screen.
Here's my Safari. See, so...
So
my whole picture
very
is...
very different. Being,
Yeah. It's just, I don't know why.
Yeah, I would take screenshots of this stuff and send it to your web person. And...
Okay. I have a meeting with her in half an hour, so.
Perfect. Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Good job. You're moving along.
Thanks.
So, Valerie, how can I help you?
So, I want to make sure, because I've not really spent a whole lot of time on that launch plan. I want to make sure that I understand that so that I can launch forth with it.
Yes.
So let me just, I just had it pulled up. Let me just share my screen so I can make sure I understand the pieces of it and that. So this is what you forwarded to me.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about the offer and the mapping out the offer, that's what we were talking about on our retreat, as far as it being over the 5 to 6 weeks and making those pieces, making that clear, correct?
Clear. No, you don't have the content worked out specifically, but what's your objective and what's each one? And then you can come up with titles of it later. You're good at that.
Okay. And then determine the bonuses and... Tell me about that. Is that the giveaways or?
Yeah, you're going to give away bonuses. So usually what we do is we pull out certain things that are, you know, normally we want to pack everything in, give them every checklist and every recipe and everything. So a bonus could be, you know, a specific recipe guide. It could be a menu planner template that they could use. It could be a meditation kind of thing. Things that are just like helping them to implement even better. And you can determine bonuses that are either like the 2 or 3 bonuses that are just everybody gets, or, and you can also have some early sign-up bonuses. So sign up by Friday, and I'm going to also include a copy of the recording from my, you know, Get Your Gut Balanced course or something, you know, like that. You don't have to have bonuses. You know, there's mixed feelings about it. I find that they work. I remember people telling me when I offered my adrenal class, which was a ridiculous price of $97 for the first 48 hours or 36 hours or whatever it was, and you had to sign up right away. And then on there I said, and you know, if you sign up by the end of tonight, I'm going to give you my complete ebook collection or my complete whatever collection. And I remember hearing back from, I think it was Steph. She goes, oh my God, how could I not want, you know, I was getting that, the bonus alone was worth what you were charging. It was a no brainer. And we ended up having 250 people sign up in 3 days. And this was years ago before, you know, my list was a lot smaller than it is now. So it works. It empowers people to go, oh, I want that bonus. Like, if you can come up with something that they'd want, whether they bought the program or not, they're like, I just want that bonus.
Okay.
It's the only way you can get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got that part. So I really need to work on that. And then I guess those pieces will be simple enough for me to get done. Then we have to talk about this opt-in page. Do you all use like something in particular for that, or because I don't even have
mailing list software? Do you have
I have the MailChimp.
Yeah, well, they allow you to make opt-in pages there.
Okay.
I've never used it, but they do. Just, you know, do some searching and do some,
okay,
you know, their support. So an opt-in page is basically the page where they put their name and email address, and it has to link up to a service. Now, you can get them, they can help you to put that together, but you can do it on, is your website a WordPress site?
It is, but it's not even active. That's going to be a whole nother ball game. I've got to get someone to help me with the website, because well, I've not had time to do it.
Services that you can use to create opt-in pages. I use ClickFunnels. You can do lead pages. ClickFunnels, you know, you can usually get a 45-day trial for it. But it is $97 a month, so okay, it's not cheap. We used to use something called Optimize Press for WordPress. We don't use it anymore because we use ClickFunnels now. It's much easier. But they have templates like that. So okay, what else? There's other things that you can okay, do quick. But I would like look at opt-in page builders or, you know,
web okay,
builders. But I personally like ClickFunnels. But it, you know, it warrants me. I pay $300 a month for it because they needed that because I have so many funnels in there. I could probably clean it up. But no, it had to do with traffic too, right?
Okay.
As soon as you go above a certain amount of traffic, we had to upgrade within the first few weeks of using it because the very first thing we did there was a launch with Ocean Robbins, and he was sending all this traffic. And the very first day it said, you've exceeded your max number of contacts reaching this page. And we're like, okay, here's more money. Okay, here's more money. So, you know, things do run out, but there are inexpensive ways to do it as well.
Okay. All right.
No, you balance out the time of learning how to do it or hiring a web person with the stuff that's very simple for people to learn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. That's all out. I mean, that's good. I just needed to make sure I was understanding that properly. So that'll be my focus, to work on those pieces and get that done. So I can move forward with that.
Awesome. And then in terms of the webinar, I think we had thrown around some ideas. You get that, you know, once you have the program mapped out, that you come up with the name for your webinar. And
mm-hmm, I think it's
pretty straightforward with your stuff. Like, you know, I think we talked about like the mistakes people make when working with their skin or.
Yeah, I wrote down the list of things and I've been thinking of more.
Yeah, the more you have to choose from, the more, you know, something comes and goes, oh yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty much it, because I don't want to take on too much.
Yeah.
Since we're starting coaching this month, I don't want to take on too much.
Yeah. And you got a nice group that you're going to be working with. So that's cool.
Cool.
Free website builder. There's a few of them. I just did a search. There's something
okay,
Wix, free Wix website, create a website, build an opt-in page easily with lead pages, landing page builders. So if you type it, I just typed in opt-in page builder.
Okay.
And there's a number of them, and you just want to look at MailChimp. Here we go. Free landing page builder. So you might be able to do it with what you already have.
Okay. I'll look into that. Sometimes I find MailChimp difficult to work with.
Yeah.
So.
You know who uses it and has done opt-in pages there is Maria Horseman.
Okay.
Let me reach out to her and ask her how that's worked or if she's found something else. She's really great at finding inexpensive solutions because she doesn't want to spend any money. So she has worked with that, and then she might okay, be using something else right now.
All right. That's helpful.
Good. Yay! You guys moving along.
Yep.
We're excited. We're trying. I am excited.
Okay, you are a mindset person, so I'm going to stop you right there. What would you say to your clients who said, yeah, I'm trying?
I would say, let's not try, let's make up the mindset to do it.
Okay, right? That's what I want from you, right? So whenever you start to find yourself in limiting belief patterns, I want you to ask, what would I say to a client who said this?
Definitely. Okay. Thank you for that reminder. And I know I do that. I'm just really, really hard on myself. But yeah. I have enjoyed the impromptu Facebook Live that I did. And then this morning, I thought it was just quite comical because I'm like, am I on or am I not? So,
yeah, if you watch any of mine, you'll see me kind of standing around at the beginning going, I wonder if I'm really, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's been good. My sister was happy about it because she's been saying, you need to be doing something like that. I'm like, okay, whatever.
And the more exposure you get, the better. And come up with snappy titles for it, you know, whatever it might be related to, a skin thing, whatever you're going to be talking about. So people go, oh, and they share it, right? Mm-hmm. You want them to be sharing it. Like, you got a lot of shares on that, Mihaela, because, you know, starting out with 200 people on your site and 700 watched it.
So it's not shared though, because I looked, it doesn't say it's shared.
Well, they must be, might be, people have to be telling people, or it's got good keywords and Facebook is promoting it.
Maybe.
But one or the other, because 700?
That's
a lot of views.
Let me just see it really quick, but I think it was, what was it? So the one from last night, I have 218 views. The one from the last week, it has, it was 624 people reached, but 512 views, but still.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
So it's pretty good.
That's very good. Yeah, that's very good. Just keep doing it. Just get on there whenever you think about it. Even if you have just a quick inspiration, hey, I'm just here today for a few minutes. I just want to share this quick thought I had. I was really inspired when I read this. I think you can use this in your life, you know?
Yeah.
Very short and sweet, in and out. You can do that. And the more you do, and the more people like see you and get to like you, the more they're going to trust you.
Yeah.
And the more they're going to be ready when you have something that you're going to offer them and are asking them to part with their hard-earned money.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Awesome.
Cool. All right. Great job, guys.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Valerie.
Bye, Mihaela.